I've spent the last fortnight staying in a room upstairs at the local hotel on South Terrace, South Fremantle. I've been in the throes of moving house, and as a new place fell through just before my exit date, my dear friends at the local sorted a room for me to stay at in the interim. I practically live there already. My name's Bob Gordon. I'm a music journalist, interviewer, event host, sometimes bon vivant. I'm sitting in room number 6 at the local hotel where in July 2021 I stayed for 2 weeks, and one of those weeks was a COVID lockdown. In late March 2020, I was hosting a thing that I did called Bird Talk, and it was a chat show event at the Bird. And the thing about COVID, or well, everyone was calling it coronavirus then, just these words that seemed distant, they seemed menacing, but they still seemed distant. And, you know, and we're all sort of saying, oh, I won't be able to do this. I wonder if we'll be able to do this again for a while. No, everyone's sort of really not sure kind of thing. And about a week before that, there had been that huge Bon Scott tribute for the Perth Festival, and I wrote about it for The Guardian. So I decided, okay, I'm going to walk the whole route. So you don't normally have 5 beers and then walk 10 kilometres. Or you do maybe if you're on had a night out and you're walking home. But the thing was, like, I walked the whole route, and there were 100 to 150,000 people. I didn't count them, but the humanity and the fact that it was so close to coronavirus landing here, it would have been the worst super spreader event in the whole pandemic. It was that close. But it's also that people didn't know how serious it was. It was like all these specific words that you hadn't heard before, and it just sounds like something that's probably not really going to get here, like swine flu or the SARS didn't. But then it all came down. I just remember the first sort of Mark McGowan press conference was on the telly, and it's basically, not so many words. Your lives as you know them are basically stopping now, and this is how you're going to live it for, end of the year maybe, And then I began to see posts on social media, Facebook and that, about, people going, just cancelled my third gig for this morning. We were going to tour over East, or just all very people who work in the music industry in various roles, and the year-long schedule or whatever, it had fallen down, within a matter of hours or less, and then kept getting worse. And I remember just went to do some grocery shopping, and I was sort of looking at my phone at people's posts and stuff, and just feeling so, I felt like I was going to just cry in the supermarket, just seeing that, and people post, what am I going to do? My work is just finished. And so, it was just so very quiet. And during this time, I also moved back to Fremantle, and it's hard finding a new place to live in Fremantle because everybody seems to be looking and everything like that. So when I had to work out where I'm going to stay, and then I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to find the full solution about where I'm going to stay or live. Maybe I should just work out something to do, like an interim solution. And then it occurred to me, or someone actually said, well, why don't you ask here upstairs? And I just thought, oh, that's perfect. Like, this is almost like home. It was like home ground at least. And so it was all worked out. Okay, I was going to stay at the local hotel for 1 week, and it ended up being 2. So I came here on a Saturday afternoon, and it was bustling. And typically, I saw a bunch of people I knew who were having like afternoon drinks, and they're, oh, what are you doing? And oh, well, I'm going to be living upstairs for a little bit. And they sort of like, I didn't know how to take it. They're like, oh, that sounds like you. And so I moved on up to room 6 at the local hotel. And it's an internal room. And so that means the window looks not out to the street, but it looks further into the building. And in this case, it looks to the ironing and kitchen area where we can see, as we look out right now, the fridge and the ironing board. And so the first week staying here was incredibly lively because I could just be in the room, but I could kind of hear the buzz of people downstairs, like on a Sunday or Sunday afternoon, or even into the evenings. And at times when there's a DJ playing in the front bar, you could kind of just hear, you know, bass lines kind of coming through the up the stairs kind of thing. And it was just lively and lovely. And, you know, and I was like the first blossom of romance as well with my then-to-be girlfriend, Selena. So it was a very lively sort of week. It was just really convivial. And then I had my local Heroes event on the Thursday night, and that was with Delilah Rose, who's a lovely person, musician, and a great friend. And I simply walked out the door, went down the stairs, and went into the garage to do it. Like I wouldn't have been 100 metres in the, you know, in the steps taken, you know, which was really nice. And then on the Sunday, we were all informed that from midnight Sunday that there would be a lockdown for the following week. And so the hotel was closed. And well, I remember also, I mean, it was winter anyway, but the weather just got really grey and miserable. And this is, it's a nice room, but it's a small room. And you're not really meant to go anywhere. And all the kind of hustle and bustle of hearing people downstairs in the kind of the little noisy here of the fork on a plate or glass, and then, you know, the various music playing or whatever, this is complete silence. And it was just polar opposite of the week before. You know, the week before was hospitality and the second week was just hospital. Then as the day started moving along, I remember I could hear people who were also staying here, but I didn't see them. And then I realised that they could probably hear me too, but they couldn't see me. And so it was like they were ghosts. And that made me reflect back to me that I was the ghost to them. And ultimately we were ghosts in a ghost hotel. It was so much about absence, and there was so much absence that it was present. Such a mild experience compared to the scenarios of so many, but I'm left with this playground, this lovely, lonesome local hotel which has been so good to me. It will open its arms and doors to its charming salt-of-the-earth staff and clientele, but for this moment and all the moments and the new memories and the old ghosts, it literally has become my favourite haunt. And I love it now more than ever. Pandemic or not, support your local, whatever it's called, wherever it may be.